Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Android Central Podcast. It's episode number 88 for Thursday, February 16th, 2012. And welcome to the Android Central Podcast. I am Phil Nickinson. I am your host for this little show and editor of the site androidcentral.com. Perhaps you've heard of it. I hope so if you're listening to this, because otherwise it'd just be a little weird. So, it's Thursday night, and we are back here live again doing the podcast. We got a little chat room going. We'll be posting this in recorded form later, so if you're not listening to us live, you're listening to us not live, I guess, but glad to have you anyway. So, with us tonight, we have Jerry Hildenbrand from the site.
Hey, everybody.
And we have Corey Streeter from the Android Central Forums.
Hey, everybody. I'm going to miss you so much.
And from the UK Isle of Britain. That's, like, totally the wrong way to describe the UK, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, my God, the look on your face is priceless. That's awesome. He's just like, oh, my God, who's that American guy? Alex Dolby, everybody. Golf clap for out. Did nothing for Alex, huh? I finally get to meet Alex next week. I'm excited. Or Alex gets to meet me.
It's going to be cool. MWC.
Has everybody prepped you on what to do? You got to kiss the ring and not look me directly in the eye?
Yeah, I still got to buy some stuff for the all the events and stuff. So
yeah, you
that'll be good.
Plenty
be good
of fun. So how is everybody? What's everybody up to? Nothing really.
Nothing.
You're just absolutely.
What am
nothing.
I not up to? That's the question.
All right. Well, in that case, we'll just talk Android since nobody's doing anything cool. You want to see what I'm playing with right now? Here goes my wife. Hi, wife.
Oh, my God.
Look at the
size. It won't even fit in the camera.
I know it doesn't. I got to back it up. No, not look. Oh,
my God.
Is
that a waffle?
I say look at the size of that thing as my wife's walking by, and she thinks I'm talking about it. No, baby, I'm talking about this giant phone, 5.3 inches of Galaxy Note. So I've got it. Alex, you reviewed this thing way back in, what, November, right?
Yeah, beginning of November, and it's a little different to what you guys have got, isn't it? No LTE, it's a different chip, different button setup.
Yeah, yeah. What was yours, Exynos? I don't even remember.
Yeah, I think all the ones that don't have LTE are Exynos.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Right. So this has an LTE, data for AT&T, and that's fine. So it doesn't have an Exynos processor, and you know what? I'm fine with that too. Not a huge deal. Dude, this thing's huge. I mean, I know I'm kind of late to the Galaxy Note is big party, and I'm hardly the first, but it's huge. Where's my here's the Galaxy Note. Here's my Galaxy Nexus. Right, look at the size of this thing. It's ginormous.
Oh,
but you know what? I like it. It's sexy. It's thin. It feels good. It has like just the right curve to the back, so I stroke it and caress it. I don't know, man. It's big, but it's nice.
Could you use it as your primary device? That's the question.
I haven't yet. I'm behind on it. I just picked it up this morning, but it's friggin' huge. I don't know. I'm trying to decide because Samsung's done a big piece of hype on this, right? AT&T's probably doing it as well, but Samsung's been hyping this just left and right. Now that it's finally coming to the States, it'll be available. You can go in stores and buy it on the 19th, by the way, on Sunday. So by the time a lot of you are listening to this, you can go get the Galaxy Note for a couple $100. I don't know, Alex. You actually went out and bought one. Are you using it primary or are you Nexus?
Yeah, well, I got one as an on-contract upgrade, and it's kind of the idea behind that was that it's free on contract. Mm. And my thinking was that, okay, if it sucks, at least I can sell it and get a tablet instead. But I like it. I've kept hold of it. It's
or you can use it.
It makes a really nice secondary. Yeah, and it's a really nice secondary device. I think it's one of these phones that's going to get much better with ICS, though. And there are rumors that there's going to be a leak of this tomorrow. The official update probably in March sometime.
Well, there is a leak update out there, right? Or it was being held hostage for Twitter followers or something.
Well, no, there's a leak out, but it's for the Chinese version of the Note, which is, again, a different version with a slower chip. And people have bricked their phones trying to get this thing on there, so I haven't really bothered with that just yet.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of ice cream sandwich that I think is going to make the Galaxy Note a much, much better device. So the updated browser, the ability to put Chrome on there, all this stuff, the enhanced multitasking, I think is going to be a big update for it. And I think people who buy Galaxy Notes maybe on Sunday, there's going to be possibly in a couple of months' time, there's going to be a big update that's going to make it an even better device.
Are you using the stylus on it any?
I am, and it's kind of on and off. I tend to find that I use it mostly. The one thing it's really good at for me is swipe. Swipe with a stylus is awesome. Really, really accurate, because, you know, even on a large screen with swipe, sometimes you kind of feel like you're just sort of smearing your finger all over the screen. Whereas with the stylus, you can really accurately pinpoint each letter and go around really, really quickly because there's less friction.
Well, and if you got something stuck in your ear, you can use it to get it out, and you can scratch the back of your neck.
Good for that, too.
I tell you, actually, and I've been playing around with the stylus all afternoon, I think probably my favorite feature of the stylus is this. And it's gone. It's in the phone, out of sight, out of mind. Unlike something like the HTC Flyer, which had a stylus, right? And no place to put it.
Yeah.
Which is just ridiculous. Why have a stylus that you're going to lose or not take with you because there's no place to put it? I mean, if you're going to have it, I think Samsung did it exactly right. And it's hidden in the body of the phone. If you don't need it, it's there. If you need it, it's there. I mean, that's, if anything about the stylus, that's the ingenious thing. They put it in there in a nice, stylish way. The stylus is stylishly stored. I'm putting that in the review, by the way. Nobody steal that.
So what do you think about all these rumors that, I mean, we'll get to, I guess, MWC rumors later on, but the rumors that there's going to be a Galaxy Note 7.0 and 10.1.
Stop.
Maybe that, I don't know, are they going to rebrand the whole tablet line, maybe? Because that would make a little more sense, except... We're still seeing 7-inch tablets being released right now, I don't think.
Yeah, we had another one today.
Yeah,
7 plus N.
Just right this second. I mean, it's... Look, it's ginormous. It's very, very big.
Do you have your 7 plus there?
It's in the other room. My wife is cursing it as she walks by again. no, I think the 7-inch tab's in the other room, so we'll obviously have some pictures and videos of everything together.
Yeah,
but
I need to see some pictures of that.
It's huge, man. It's big. Yo, I tell you the one thing that makes no sense to me, so I think we can do this on video. So you can unlock it with a stylus, and that's awesome, right? You can go do stuff, you can flip around the UI with the stylus, and that makes sense. Go into the menus, which you can do with the stylus, right? But you might already see where I'm going here. So I'll go to the display and, you know, just flip up and down. You can do whatever you want, but you can't go back. Once you're in a menu, none of the capacitive buttons work, which just makes no sense. So I can, you know, I can choose things with it all I want, but I can't.
You have to hold down the button and swipe to the left.
Oh, do you?
I think. Yep.
Hey, that works. Not intuitive at all.
No, I only know that because the Samsung guy told me at the announcement. Otherwise, I would have no idea. You can also get the menu button by holding it down and swiping up.
Okay, so there are like secondary gestures.
That intuitive.
I'm not big on gestures. Gestures aren't new, right? You know, obviously, WebOS made a big deal about them. And once you get used to them, fine. But I couldn't figure it out. Not intuitive.
Yeah, it's a bit awkward, and it's easy just to press the button with your fingers.
Right, exactly. Then it's like, all right, well, I'm
less
done.
Less effort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if that's my only complaint, not a huge deal. I don't know. I don't hate this phone. It's big. I might take it to Spain and back. I haven't decided. I might send it to Jerry to play with, or I might take it to Spain.
Hold it up to your ear.
You should try it in Spain. I mean, I'd love to play with it, but...
Oh, my God.
Well, give that stylus a workout.
I have a very undersized head, so we need to, you know, full disclosure.
Compensate for that.
Yeah. It's abnormally small. I look like a raisin. I look like Aaron Neville. I look like a white Aaron Neville. Nobody there knows who Aaron Neville is. You're all too young. Do you know who Aaron Neville is, Corey? And you're not from the South either.
I don't even know.
See?
I'm
older than you.
Alex is sitting there like, what are you talking about now? Oh, my God. I like it.
I'm a little confused by the whole stylus thing.
Yeah.
Like, could you get away without it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You could, yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah. And this is something I didn't really get when I was doing my review, and it took me a while to get it, even after I got one of my own. Mm-hmm. It's you know, you could quite happily use that without the stylus, but the one or two times in the day that it is useful, it's really useful.
I tell you, that's what kills me about seeing all these reviews after, and not to knock anybody who's doing them, but a phone this big with this much junk in it, that has this new paradigm that those of us in the States really aren't used to, right? You can't review that in 24 hours. You can't review that in 48 hours. I mean, you can, but you can't really experience it, I think. And like you said, you know, you were still getting used to it later. You know, I didn't know the gesture thing, right? I also haven't had anybody walk me through it. So if you're in an AT&T store, I hope they have people there to do it. In fact, I'm half tempted to go on Sunday just to see if they do know and see if they'll walk me through it. The screenshot thing, does that do anything for you? So you take the stylus, you hold the button down, and then you hold down on the screen, and it takes a screenshot, and then you can go color it and do all sorts of fun stuff. A lot like you could the HTC Flyer, right? Great novelty, I
suppose. Yeah, okay. Good for app reviews. That's about all I use it for. Probably not that great for the average consumer, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of real niche stuff. What was the what's the app where you can draw? Is that S-Memo?
I think that there are one or two in that Samsung App Store thing that they've loaded on there. Download.
Yeah, so you can draw on this. Did you see Simon's picture of Lloyd? He did, or maybe he had some.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Maybe he had one of the reps do it, but yeah, that was awesome. Oh yeah, I tell you, the screen's really responsive anyway, even with a finger. You know, normally you get a lot of lag with these things, but they've done a really nice job with this. I don't know if I'm buying into the hype or if I really like it. I haven't decided yet. I will freely admit I could be getting sucked into the hype machine. It's entirely possible. Stranger.
It's a lot more popular than I thought it was going to be. Like, there's actually a lot of people out there that want
that's
this.
Everybody has
that's
said.
The thing that surprised me as well, because when we first heard about it, it was Europe and Asia only. Mm-hmm. You know, there was no mention of the States, no mention of it even going there ever. So for this to be a mass market device that AT&T is pushing really hard is surprising for me.
Well, and right now we're seeing a lot of the push from Samsung. But, I mean, hell, they did a Super Bowl commercial, and they did 5 million press releases leading up to the Super Bowl commercial. And they're really, really pushing this thing. I don't know. It's all right, so they're not doing anything big at MWC. I mean, is this what they're going to be riding for a while? Is it going to come out on more carriers? Wasn't there a rumor that it might come out on Verizon? Maybe.
Yeah, and the Galaxy Journal, but there was one report, and that was like a month or two ago, and nothing ever came of that, so who knows? It's probably more CTIA sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't be an MWC announcement.
We had this Galaxy Note 10.1 thing that cropped up that apparently is going to be the developer day.
Yes.
That to me seems strange.
Yeah, and that gets me back to maybe they're just going to rebrand the tab line to the note line. I don't know.
Maybe, but I mean,
I kind of wish they do that just to reset the brand. Like, I mean, how many Galaxy Tabs are there? You've got the Galaxy Tab 7, 7 Plus, 7.7, 8.9, or yeah, 7 Plus. I got some 8.9, 10.1.
This week.
You have three different 10.1s.
Yeah, 10.1N for Germany to get around Apple's junk. Insane. I can't keep them all straight. I don't know how Samsung... I was trying to picture that the other day. Think of like all these Samsung execs in a room somewhere. We're like, all right, so how's the Galaxy Tab doing? Well, which one? The 10.1. Yeah. Which one?
I'll bet they're confused.
Yeah, I mean, how the hell do you keep it all straight? I can't. They got to have a cheat. There's got to be a cheat sheet somewhere. And somebody says, all right, we're going to talk about this one. And they point at it. It's like when I order food in a Japanese restaurant or something. It's like, oh, I want that. I don't know what the hell it is, but it looks good. I'm just kidding. I love Japanese food. I don't know. It just looks sexy. Clean the
lines
guys, are so
did
clean.
Any of you did either one of you make a like a speaker phone call on it? I mean, that would be important to me.
Yeah,
I would think
here, you want me to do it right now? It's surprisingly loud. Hang on, I'll crank it up. We'll call the store. Listen, put it up to the mic.
That was
clever. Thank you for calling Smartphone Experts, your complete source for smartphones.
This is gonna totally sound horrible.
For smartphones and accessories sales, press 1.
You know, it works. Should have worked something. Don't call it a phone.
I would, because I'd never hold that thing up to my ear.
No.
That's that's the one thing. You look pretty ridiculous doing that.
Yeah. Or even walking around. Like, you know, everybody is looking down at their phones these days.
Corey's looking down at his tablet.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
Don't call it a phablet, by the way. I'm moratorium on that. First writer of ours who tries to call this thing a phablet in print and not in a joking way is just fired. Gone. That's it.
Nope. She's still.
I mean, that's like a cute, almost derogatory name. It's not derogatory, but it's like, no, we're not seriously calling these phablets. Nor am I calling it a super phone, by the way. Still can't.
Yeah, that's kind of a stupid term anyway. That's been thrown around since the days of the Nexus 1.
Yeah, and Samsung's pushing that real hard. But no, I'm not doing Superphone either. Sorry. So are we to the point where, I mean, because it used to be everybody hated Bluetooth, right? There used to be an awesome little movement called F-Bluetooth, and it was just, oh, it was so funny. It was a bunch of hipsters. I think it was the Horse the Band guys, actually. Anybody knows Nintendo Core. So are we to the point where Bluetooth is cool again because the phones have gotten so unwieldy? Is it all right to be that guy?
Oh God. It's like stepping back to 1998 again. Styluses, Bluetooth, it doesn't work.
I just can't get into Bluetooth still. It's so wonky.
Mm-mm.
Only time I kind of like it is like in my wife's car because she's got it built into her car. And then it's just seamless, right? She hits a button, makes a call. The voice commands are still horrible. But at least it works, right? At least it connects seamlessly. I don't know.
You have to be a little suspicious when your ear gets hot, but the headset itself doesn't.
Yeah, that's not good. And I'm sure you bought that from some other store and not smartphone experts, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's been probably 5 years since I put a Bluetooth headset on my...
There are some that are actually really comfortable. Moto sent a new one. One of these devices. I got to try it out. All right, so is that it for the note? Till somebody reviews this thing, maybe it'll be me, maybe it'll be Jerry. It's really clean design, I'm telling you. I really love just the build of this thing. It's great. It's what Samsung can do very well.
Is it that much different to the Galaxy S2 that you guys have?
Which one?
I've never one here to compare, but it's pretty much the one I've got here from what I remember the Galaxy S2. It's just a big version of that. It's just a supersized version of the Galaxy S2.
Yeah, I haven't used that Euro Galaxy S2 in so long, man. I mean, God, it's been... When did that one come out? That one came out a year ago. It's been a year since I've touched the European Galaxy S2. Because normally we'd be at MWC right now, or coming home, like, today. I don't know. Now, it's close to the AT&T Galaxy S2. Or actually, it's probably closer to the Sprint one, I think, in feel. But yeah, bigger. Mm-hmm. I could use it. I think I could. I've got the Infuse somewhere. I don't think it's charged, but I've got it. So, you know, it's noticeably bigger than the Infuse, but I could do it, I think. Oh, damn, I'm getting tempted, man. I'm getting real tempted.
You know how many times you've said that since 6 o'clock?
I know.
I think you want that phone.
We'll see.
I think that's the one for you.
Yeah, but then we go back to what I was talking about a couple of weeks ago, where it's like, I need to use an upgrade, but do I really need another Samsung phone because I'm using the Galaxy Nexus the rest of the time?
Mm. Tell you what, Phil.
Yes.
I'll be bringing mine to Barcelona, and I'll probably have ice cream sandwich on it when it's there. So I guess you could have a look at that, see what you think.
Fair enough. Any other questions, chat room? You have any questions for this thing while I got it? Yes, no, maybe. I got to wait for the chat room to catch up. I forget that, actually. Battery life? Don't know.
Battery life, yeah.
Why is it so low res? It's not low res. It's, you know, looks fine. Why is it not? Is it not 720p? I don't even remember what the res is on this.
It's 800 by 1280.
No, then that's fine. Jesus. Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, looking at it, the screen looks fine. Samsung does screens, right? The display is great. Screen compared to Galaxy Nexus looks like a display.
I actually think just the two side by side here, the ones I've got, the Note actually looks a bit brighter than the GNX.
It might. I need to like put the same backgrounds on them and rank them up, and we'll see. I tell you, if you can get over the size, if you can handle the size, I might recommend it on site. You know, because we know the software that's on it, right? We're used to that. I really actually like the later versions of TouchWiz. So. All right, that's it for the Note. We'll play with that this weekend. What's next? Droid 4. You want to talk Droid 4? I've got it here, too. Take it out of the box. I'm ready to send it back, actually. I will just say this about that. Awesome, awesome keyboard. Love the keyboard. Hate the display. And
oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, the yellow?
No, this one's blue. Thank you for reading my review, Corey. Busted! Oh, we got him. No, the keyboard's awesome. Best keyboard on a Droid yet. And I think I called it the best physical keyboard I've used. I think it really is. But the display is lacking. It's, you know, you got the pentile thing again. You've got a weird... The UI dims as you go between home screens. It's just odd. I'm sure it was designed that way for some reason. But it's just odd. You know, I mean, other than that, it's a great phone, right? It's fast. It's smooth. The keyboard's awesome. Data's fine. Battery's fine. But for somebody who looks at phone displays and looks at phones all day long, I mean, you can really tell. Normal people... You know, civilians, I call them, might not notice, but it's disappointing. It could have been perfect. It could have been really perfect. Other than the display, it's great.
That's unfortunate.
It's terrible.
Yeah,
they got to be saving it for the Droid 5, because if you think about it, what else can they add to it?
Yeah, I mean, that should be out next week. Do you guys think we're going to get a Droid 4 Max? Because remember, if you haven't read the review yet, A, shame on you. Go read it now. I'll wait. All right, you back. you can't remove the battery. Oh, where did I put the battery unlock tool? Hang on. I didn't do this last week. Oh, I totally just dropped it, too. I don't know where
it went. You are so hard on phones.
Well, I won't be opening the battery door on camera this time. But, yeah, I mean, it's got that weird thing, so you can't remove the battery. So that's the other big negative, I guess. But, you know, other than that, it's a great phone. What else can I find to knock it as soon as I said it's awesome? Yeah, I mean, do you think we're going to see a Droid 4 Max anytime soon? Bigger battery?
I don't know. As thick as that thing is, can you imagine it with an even bigger battery?
That would be a bit crazy, wouldn't it?
I found it. Oh, I dropped it again.
I'm not really digging the whole let's give people a phone today and then a month later let's release the same phone with a nice screen or a bigger battery or whatever.
You're not digging it. You don't have to review them.
Yeah.
All right, here it is. You got this little unlocking tool, which is just a little thing that sticks in a hole, and then it comes off.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't read your
review. Yeah, it's really weird, but it works. So.
Huh.
Let's put that back in the box before we lose it again, shall we? So that's it on the Droid 4, I guess. If you haven't read the review, do it. Because actually, I'm kind of proud of that. It was a good review.
That tool. Well, yes. I just have to say something. I mean, what were they thinking?
I don't know.
It's kind of
why fun. Not? Well, you don't even own the phone. You've had it for, you know, a few days put aside because you're not using it right now.
Right.
And you almost lost the damn little tool.
You're going... Renee, switch cameras again for me. You're going to lose this thing. It's got a little loop on it, so I guess somebody figures you can put it on a keychain or something. But you're not going to put it on a keychain. You're going to lose this. You know what it's like, Jerry? It's like the Transformer Prime that I sent to you. And remember in the review I said there are these two little tabs you have to take out before you can dock it? And you're going to lose them? Well, guess what I forgot to send to Jerry when I sent him that tablet?
The tool.
Yeah. You know, the little tabs are gone.
I could understand if it was necessary, but I can't see any reason it couldn't be just a regular slide unlatch battery cover.
It's, you know, if... Yeah, I don't know.
I guess the idea is that you don't need to go in there as much to pull the battery if it crashes, but... yeah, it's very strange. And in that case, why not just do the iPhone thing of having a little thing that you just press down and the SIM card comes out?
It's nuts.
Maybe the tools are $750 to replace and it's some grand scheme.
Well, I mean, all you have to do is use an iPhone SIM unlock tool or a SIM.
You can probably use a paperclip or a safety.
Yes, yeah. You absolutely can. It's just nuts.
Absurd.
It really is. So that's the Droid 4. I guess what else we need to talk about is ice cream sandwiches updates on Motorola devices, because it's not looking good, folks. I hate to tell you. they expanded the list this week, which is good. So we already had the Bionic, the Razer, and the Zoom, and the Zoom Wi-Fi has already gotten its ice cream sandwich update, right? The Droid 4 has been promised it, and the Zyborg tablets, and they added the Photon, the Photon 4G, the Atrix 4G, the Atrix 2, and the Motorola Electrify, which was the Photon, I believe, right? On, I forget which carrier. So then they have that big, giant chart list that Motorola has, which is still excellent, by the way. Thank you, Motorola, for doing that. But it's a little depressing. So it has the first rollouts beginning in the second quarter for the Razer, which is good. The Zoom, second quarter, some Chinese ones. And then the Zyborgs, quarter three. The Zoom 2, quarter three. Photon, Q3. Atrix, Q3. Atrix 2, or Atrix 4G and Atrix 2, or Q3. I mean, you're talking August, was it July, August, September, before you get ice cream sandwich. We're going to see whatever the next thing is announced at I.O. in June, probably, right? We won't see the next Nexus till the end of the year, till November, probably.
Jellybean will be out by then.
Well, not necessarily out, but it'll be announced. Look, I know I've probably been a little easy on manufacturers for this, and I'm kind of starting to regret it. I don't regret it before. Updates are hard, right? Updates are not easy. Motorola, somebody said something somewhere where they said, look, it's not the skins, it's the hardware. And a lot of people took that out of context, I think. You need to think about what we've talked about here a number of times, right, Jerry? About, especially in the past couple of weeks, when it comes to the CDMA Galaxy Nexus, there are things you have to do hardware-wise when it comes to all these phones, and especially, you know, some of these phones are CDMA and some of them are GSM. But when you're dealing with so much hardware, it takes time and it takes people and it takes lines of code. And you're basically starting, look, I mean, a maintenance release is like starting from scratch. So starting from scratch is like starting from scratch. And it's not easy. And I think that's all they were saying, but that's why it takes so long, because it's a whole new piece of hardware and it's a whole new code base. And you can't just slap it on at the end and say, all right, you're upgraded. Something's got to change.
So what about the reports that one of the main reasons behind this is the laptop thing, that they're actually having to completely redesign that?
Oh, good
because
God,
of the
ice cream
sandwich works, and maybe stick the tablet interface on there instead. Do you reckon there's anything at all to that?
Have you noticed at all that we ignore those things in our reviews?
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a reason for that. I mean, it's a cool idea that Motorola did, but I can't believe anybody's buying those. I just can't believe it.
You spend less money and get a more featured netbook.
Yeah. Or at that point, you can get a Transformer Prime or something that works well and, you know, isn't... And man, I tell you...
I buy three HTC Flyers for that price.
We didn't even think about this last week, but with Chrome now on Ice Cream Sandwich, you know, Chrome working as well as it does, you know, faster and better than Firefox on one of these things.
Especially the old version of Firefox they've got on there that's probably never going to get updated.
Yeah. You know, it was an interesting idea. I'm glad they tried something different, but no. God, I hope that's not the reason. If it is, they just need to drop it. If it takes 8 months, 10 months to get updates out, that's too long. That's just too long, period. We cannot go through this again in 2012. And I know I say that it's not, new consumers who are worried about this. I'm past that. I'm really starting to change my tune on this. It's just too long. Buy a Nexus.
Well, and it's, they keep releasing new phones every month.
Right.
No wonder it takes them so long.
You know, and they've said they're going to do fewer phones or fewer models at least, right? And I kind of hope so, because it's getting ridiculous. I mean, look at the size of this list. And that's what? 1, 2, 3, 4. What did I just hit? I hit that stupid picture again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 devices on this list, just in the U.S., that are awaiting ice cream sandwich right now. And some of them won't have it until July at the earliest. It's insane. It's just insane.
What kind of bothers me a little more than that is the Razer Max.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
those phones should be getting ice cream sandwich much sooner than they are.
Yeah.
Well, it was announced.
Motorola had that code.
Yeah. When they announced the Razer, it was one of the bullet points was upgradable to ice cream sandwich, and now it's looking like middle of the year.
Yeah. Well, and I said it in the Razer Max or no, in the Droid 4 review, I said, I'm sorry, and that's even worse, because you have the Droid 4, Bionic, Razor, Razor Max, Zyborg 8.2 and 10.1, the Electrify and the Photon 4G, and the Zoom, the original Zoom, Wi-Fi, and 3G, so those are the Motorola ones. Well, that might be Sprint. I mean, it doesn't even give a time frame. So it could be sooner. It could be Q1, Q2, maybe. Could be. I mean, we just don't know. The fact that you have so many other devices that are up in the air is just ridiculous. And I'm totally in Jerry's corner on the Razer and the Razer Max. I mean, that was nuts. They should not have put out the Razer, period. And the fact that they're, you know, discounting it, and I still see commercials for it, and it just pisses me off. Because I'm just like, buy the Max. You will be happier with
it. Yeah.
And I see people on Twitter, you know, people I respect, being like, it has incredible battery life. Well, damn well should. It's got twice the battery. I mean, it's nothing inherently different that the phone is doing. It's the exact same phone with a bigger battery. Of course it is.
Well, what are the people that bought it just, a few months ago?
Yeah.
That's infuriating.
They should totally be allowed to, you know, take it back and swap it out. If not for free, then maybe an extra $50. But I would do it for free if I was Motorola or Verizon. I would let them return it and get a Max, period.
Yeah.
So did you say the Motorola version of the Wi-Fi only Zoom isn't going to get it until Q2? Am I right in thinking
that? No. The Wi-Fi only Zoom has it now. I'm looking.
Right, okay.
So it says Motorola Zoom Wi-Fi plus 3G in the MZ600.
Even that's kind of strange, given that the Wi-Fi version has had it, you know, for a month or so now.
You're
looking at an extra, 4 or 5 months for the LTE version.
All right, yeah. So that's the LTE version. So that's Verizon's. I guess, you know, radio code is that hard? I'm not saying it's easy, but
something must be.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. We talked about it before. That's why if I get a Nexus, I get a GSM Nexus. I don't want to have to deal with proprietary radio code. That's a stupid thing to, you know, worry about having to deal with, but it's just the way it is. It's a ridiculous thing to have to worry about, actually. But, man, Motorola. We can't do this every year. It can't be another company every year. And Samsung needs to do better, too. But
yeah, I was going to say, you said Motorola, but it's
everybody. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At least Samsung's updates get leaked.
Yeah.
That kind of makes a difference.
Man, so that's that. Alex, I want you to talk a little bit about HTC stuff that we're probably going to see at MWC, because you have been just all over this in the past day or two, and I haven't read much of it at all.
All this has happened within the past week, really. Right. Over the weekend, we had a leaked RUU, which is a ROM update utility, which is basically an executable with the entire software inside it for that phone. This one that leaked over the weekend was for the Endeavor, which we think is going to be this big flagship handset, quad-core Tegra 3, apparently very, very thin and not at all like that render that was floating around last year. And it kind of looks like, with the branding, HTC is going for sort of like a three-stage sort of thing. So they're having the One X, which is the Endeavor, the One S, which is the Vil, and the One V, which is going to be some sort of budget-type device. They're really getting behind one kind of, you know, singular branding for their entire range this year, at least in Europe, at least internationally. So you're going to have one high-end device, one mid-range device, one entry-level device, making it very, very simple.
Is that too many?
I don't think so. I think there's space for all three. And it's going to be interesting to see whether the V actually replaces a device like the Wildfire.
Hmm.
So whether that's the absolute lowest end device, whether that's going to be whether they can actually get the kind of hardware we're hearing is going to be on there, which is a 1 gig CPU, I think a gig of RAM, a 3.7 inch screen. Whether that's now going to be sort of the entry level thing, and whether that's actually going to be quite affordable. The One S, it looks like, is just going to be pretty much a revamped Sensation. We've already seen videos of that. It looks like a decent enough phone, nothing too exciting. But the list of specs that came out today through Motorco of the One X, it actually looks like a very interesting device. And we've heard of a couple of other Tegra devices they're going to be probably at MWC. Mm-hmm. But this just looks like it has it all. The list of specs is on the front page right now. 1.5 gig quad core, gig of RAM, Ice Cream Sandwich, Sense 4.0, 720p screen with on-screen buttons, which is kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. 32 gigs of storage. So it's all there.
A lot of people,
I think it's been very interesting on it.
A lot of people want to be excited about HTC again. I'm one of them.
Yeah, I want to be excited about HTC again.
People like to knock the Tegra stuff. You know, they have their other favorites. But man, I can picture some of those games from the market on that nice 720p screen mm-hmm. on that chip. It's going to be nice.
I just can't get caught up in the processor nerd stuff at all. I really can't. Maybe it's so intangible to me.
Yeah,
I mean, especially now. Like 2 years ago, it was a totally different story. You know, back in the old Winmo days. But now, I can't tell.
Yeah, I mean, I try to keep up with it because I find some of it interesting mm-hmm. on the hardware front. But, I mean, when you're talking that minuscule difference in performance from one to the next, who cares?
Yeah.
I have noticed no difference at all. I was expecting with Ice Cream Sandwich and the faster, I was expecting like just blazing fast performance. I haven't noticed any increase at all.
It's like
on the Galaxy Nexus versus what I've had in the past.
Well, and there's still a little bit of controversy over what processor's in the Sprint Galaxy Nexus. And, you know, whether it's 200 megahertz faster, it's like, you know what? You're not going to notice a difference, guys. I'm sorry. Don't make us go down that road again. Actually, should I even start joking that we won't actually see a Sprint Nexus? It'll be like the Nexus.
No.
It'll be the Nexus one all over again. Hey, guys, we're getting a 2. Oh, wait, no, we're not. Just asking.
You're a mean man.
I know nothing. That's totally me just making it up, but... Just saying. Stranger things have happened. Merge. All right. What about this HTC music streaming service? Do you guys see that happening? I mean, music...
Yeah.
Music playback is such a slippery slope, right? Because of DRM and the labels and everything.
Yeah, and I didn't actually know this, but they launched their own store on the Sensation 4G. Not any of the other Sensations, just the T-Mobile 4G one. Mm-hmm. And after they bought Beats, they shut it down. So maybe they want to take another shot at that. They've already got Watch. And there's I don't know how well that's doing these days. There was nothing on the last time I looked. But they've got Watch. They've got that bookstore on there as well.
Right.
So I think they're just about crazy enough to...
They've got movies, they got books, they want the trifecta.
Yeah, and we've heard rumors that they're going with their own game stuff as well.
Well, they bought... who is it they bought? Not OnLive. Why is OnLive coming to mind?
I think they invested in OnLive.
Yeah, maybe that was it. It came out with a flyer last year. It's right about the same time. Mm. Interesting. We shall see. We'll find out in a week, I guess. A week from this coming Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
What else? Oh, the Intel Motorola phone. So a leaked render came out from the place that leaked renders emerged from, I guess. It looks like a Motorola phone with Ice Cream Sandwich stuff on it, maybe. An updated UI, I don't know. Yeah. I don't see anything there but that particularly wows me. And I tell you, like we've seen from a lot of these leaked renders lately... They change, and they're not necessarily final. So I'm not reading too much into this just yet.
Yeah, it looks very early. It looks like a mock-up. I don't think we'll actually see a phone that looks like this. The only interesting thing to me is the fact that Motorola is moving towards on-screen buttons, which I guess now we've heard HTC is doing the same thing, so maybe that's not quite so interesting.
Yeah. I've used the one Lenovo is releasing in China. I've played with that. I played with the reference platform, and I mean, look, they're like prototypes at shows, right? And those never run well. I think battery life is really what I'm looking forward to. I mean, I'm not sure how much, you know, smoother you can get a UI, or you can get just, you know, basic stuff you do every day without changing the code, right? I'm not sure how much the processor and the chipset's going to make a difference there.
Even in the past year, the smoothness of the user experience on a phone is dependent more on software than it has on hardware.
Exactly.
You just look at any Samsung phone for evidence of that.
So, I mean, I'm excited about it. That's not to say I'm not excited about getting Intel on here, because I really am, and I'm really curious to see what they can do for battery life with what they've said, and especially, and you know, we said this back at CES, you know, especially with Intel hopping into bed with Motorola, which has now hopped into bed, you know, with Google, and speaking of which, segue, was it the EU gave its blessing to the Google Motorola union this week, and so did the U.S. Department of Justice.
Yep.
And there was some interesting, if you haven't read, you go read our post on it, but it's actually worth reading the entire kind of press release that the DOJ put out, because they really did basically say, all right, we're not crazy about what Google has said in regards to patents, and there's this whole fair use thing and fair licensing of patents, whereas, you know, if you haven't heard about it, I don't think we did a post on this one, but Apple has said, well, Motorola wants too much money for these patents, and it's unreasonable. And Motorola says, well, you know, we've been trying to sell them to them. They won't take them. And the DOJ and Google has said, look, we're going to, you know, keep the course, right? We're going to stay the course on these, and we think it's fair. And the DOJ kind of disagreed, and they said, look, we're going to keep an eye on it. And if we think, you know, shenanigans are happening, then we're going to step in. So they're definitely watching it, but they said insofar as the acquisition itself goes, there's nothing there that's really going to change the landscape and is unfair. So they let it go through. But they also let, in the same three investigations, they let that whole Rockstar Bidco patent thing go in, and that's the consortium of, was it RIM and Apple and Microsoft and I forget who else, who outbid Google for that one patent suite. So
the axis of evil.
Yes, it was a hell of a read, and you know, honestly, it took me a few times to kind of absorb it all. But oh, you know what the best thing of that whole release was when they basically said, "Yeah, you know what, RIM and Microsoft, your market shares are just too little to really cause any trouble starting a patent war over all this. So you know, don't." They basically that called them small potatoes. Yeah, it was pretty funny. But then they said, well, the fact that Microsoft has, you know, gotten licensing deals out of everybody kind of makes the whole thing moot anyway, right? They you know, they can't sue anybody at that point because they've already licensed it out. So it was a good read. It was really interesting if you're into that stuff at all. It's, you know, one of the better things. I really hate these patent stories. I don't want to do a post every time somebody sues somebody over something because it's a process. It's Apple. A process story. Yeah, Apple. It's a process story. Though that said, the story just came out tonight on Patently Apple that apparently Google's filed a patent for a different way of slide to unlock because Apple has started suing over that again. Look, I mean, you know, my dad is a lawyer and he's a judge. And so I grew up, you know, listening to like legal stories and stuff like that. I was going to go to law school once upon a time. I'm not a lawyer. I don't pretend to be. But it's a different way of thinking and academically and intellectually, it can be a lot of fun, right? It can be really interesting. But these are process stories, and they bore me to tears when somebody sues somebody over something. And it's like, all right, you know, let's get to the meat of it and let's see what's going on. But, you know, this was a resolution, and it's cool to see the resolutions, and it's cool to see the analysis after them. So I enjoyed this one. All I'm saying.
We're focusing our anger at the wrong people.
Yeah.
I'm not mad. I'm not mad at Apple.
Congress?
For taking advantage of a process that worked for them.
Republicans?
I'm not mad at anybody anymore except the foolish lawmakers that let it get this way.
Mitt Romney?
Somebody needs to fix it.
Obama?
Yeah, well, him too. Sure. All of them. It's outrageous. And it's only going to get worse, and I guess – it bothers me more because, like you said, I hate having to worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I understand. I was trying to make a joke the other day, and I couldn't formulate it right, but it was like, why have patent lawyers if they're not going to go around suing people over patents? It's kind of a catch-22, well, right?
It makes them look like complete jacks.
No, we make them look like complete jackasses because we're the ones making a big deal of it because we kind of have to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they started it. I mean, come on. They don't have to sue for, I mean, slide to unlock. And I mean, it sure makes, why are they doing that?
Yeah, yeah. They have to, or it's in their interest lose to. The patent yeah. that they feel they have to have. Yeah, I'm not even mad at Apple anymore over it. They're doing the right thing. Maybe that's their goal. Let's abuse the daylights out of it and make everybody like Jerry mad.
Might as well. I mean, you yep. game in the system and you hate the what is it? Hate the player, not the game. Hate the, I don't know.
Alex, it makes them look the completely asinine.
Is what it is. I want to get off patents. They bum me out.
Thank you.
Do we want to talk about permissions? Speaking of long and boring things, it's not boring. If you haven't read it, Jerry did an excellent post talking about, well, permissions have been, you know, just in the news left and right because Apple has been taken to task for basically, I don't know if they were, you know, turning a blind eye to it, but letting developers suck up contact books without permission, without saying, hey, we're going to use your contacts. So Jerry and I were talking a little while yesterday about whether we think Android's doing it the right way. I think it's close. I wish they were an in-between. So Jerry, explain to us, you know, kind of the crux of your post and how Android does it.
Okay. When a developer writes an application, he has to define what permissions that application is going to have. If he doesn't define the right ones, his app won't work. So, you know, there is a method to what they need to do. But he defines that in the source code. And when you go to install it, the Android installer tells you what all of those permissions are.
And think of a permission like a sandbox, right? Like you're allowed to play in this one. You're allowed to play in the contact sandbox or the network.
By design, an application is only allowed to use its very own data. Mm-hmm. To give it access to other data, you have to grant it permission. Right. That's where the permissions come from at all. If I write an app that, you know, is an SMS replacement app, I have to be able to get into your contacts if I want you to be able to pick from your contacts in my app. So permissions, they are needed across the board. I mean, every application needs at least some. You know, it wouldn't be a very fun app if it didn't, I guess is what I'm saying.
Right.
What Google's way of thinking, and maybe I'm just a little too analytical, but I kind of agree with them here. Declare everything you need up front. This is the way it's going to be. It's never allowed to change. If you don't like it, don't install it. The problem is that the language that Google uses does not help the average user at all.
Yeah. Well, it's a little better when you install from the market, right? And that was something interesting.
A little bit, yes.
Because you can tap on each permission and it will explain it in slightly better English what's going on.
But, and, you know, there's other ways that it's done. Apple, you know, has a very close leash on what applications can do. And, you know, some slip through. I don't know how it happened. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that happens. BlackBerry, you're given all the permissions, we'll use that word again, of what the app wants to do, and you can decide if it can do it or not. But Android is written with the first way in mind, and after reading some things I read and talking to some people, I don't ever see that changing. And, you know, the utmost secure model is it has to be this way. We have to tell you or it won't work. Mm-hmm. So they have to focus on let's make it user friendly. Put it in some kind of wrapper with a little button. If you don't understand, push here and it expands it and tells you, you know, why does a wallpaper app need to know if my phone state? Well, it needs to know if your phone's awake or asleep to, you know, shut itself down gracefully. Explain it. And I, you know, I guess the developer could take that upon themselves.
You see a lot of them doing it in the market listing, you know, where they tell you about the app. They say, and I've seen a few, I wish I could remember which ones, but they say, here's why we have this permission. Here's, and it's ugly and horrible and nobody reads it, I'm sure, but at least I took the time to do it.
Yep. Do they even need this is what I've always wondered. Is it really important to communicate? Like you gave the wallpaper example. Is it really, nobody reads that stuff anyway. No one understands it. I don't know that people really care that much.
Well, it needs to be.
App is doing underneath all that, people are just going to click the OK button and let it go.
Right, and that was the other point of Jerry's article, is that we should be reading this stuff. Yeah.
If Amazon wanted to rewrite Android and do away with that, I'm all for it. They are like Apple. They take responsibility for what's in their store. if you buy the next generation Kindle Fire and there's no permission system, that's on Amazon. They want to take care of it. Android is an open market. It's buyer beware, and I hate to use that term, but you are supposed to be a little bit responsible about what you install. They present you the information. They present you everything you need to know, but not in a very easy to understand way. So it does need some work. You know, it really does. But I take a, you know, I'm happy that they give us everything we need to know. That's a start.
Mm-hmm. I'm really not a fan of modal dialogues like the iPod, like the iOS has, you know, where it pops up and just sits there and totally interrupts what you're doing. But maybe there should be a certain class of permissions that it does that for in Android. If, you know, and Path was the big example, right? So say it's an option to send them, you know, to give them access to your contacts on your phone to do whatever it is they're going to do with them. What if to use that certain class of permission, you had to pop up a little modal dialogue that said, hey, just so you know, you've already said, you know, we already have access to this, but we're letting you know that we're still going to do this, and here's why we're doing it right this second. And then, you know,
well, good example of that is what SuperUser does. So yep, you have to choose once to let an app use root permissions, but right. Once it does it again, you just get a little pop up at the bottom that then fades away that says this app now has root permissions.
It's an extra gate. But yeah.
If I were to write a piece of malware that wanted to steal your address book, and I wrote a beautiful photo sharing program and didn't declare any permissions to access your contacts, you install it, everything's good, everything's fine. I get you to install another piece of malware that just programmably puts the entry in the database, and then I get your contacts. If it can be done in front of you in a dialogue, it can certainly be done behind the scenes. That's very unsafe.
Imagine how people would feel if they knew that there's about 4 companies out there that have everybody's like physical home address and more about you.
Well, there are. They're called the credit bureaus.
And, you know, and they get hacked. That is, we don't know about that. I mean, they don't inform us. I don't know. I just don't think it's that big of a deal, personally.
I don't stay up. I mean, I've said it before. I don't stay up nights worrying about this. I think, I don't want to say Google's doing the minimum, because I think they're actually kind of doing the maximum. I just wish there were a slightly better way of letting the user know. And I think that's where you get into trouble with Congress and when they come up with all these questions. And mm-hmm. It goes back to the same discussion we had with Google's privacy policy, where it's, you know, the people making the laws aren't necessarily understanding it the way they should. And I'm not sure they want to, but, you know, maybe that helps them ask better questions. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, nobody reads them up front. They could be presented better somehow, I think. Not somehow. They could absolutely be presented a little better.
And I think they have to be.
Yeah.
I think that if Congress doesn't make them do it, especially after this latest fiasco, you know, they'd be wise to do it themselves.
Yeah, it's not
about just a terms of agreement. Like, you install an app, there's a button there that says terms of, you know, conditions or whatever. You press it, and it has all that in there. Right now, it's presented in a way that is really weird and confusing.
And you know what? I guarantee you there's somebody at Google looking at this. Maybe not every day, but and obviously they have, because it's changed. And it's probably easy to change. It's like changing a web page at that point, right? So I would assume at some point it gets better. But I would like to see kind of a transparent process from Google where they say, you know what? We are working on this. We're going to make it easier for everybody to understand because it's important to us. You got to stay out ahead of that is all I'm saying. Is that all anybody's saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's what we all want, yeah.
I want to know, but I want to know quickly and easily, I think is my thing. I think that's about going to do it. Hey, Swipe has been updated for ICS, by the way, for everybody waiting. Let's do some emails and voicemails, shall we?
Certainly.
Let's do emails first. Let's change it up. Ryan writes, I recently won a Galaxy Nexus from the Galaxy Nexus 4x4 contest on Twitter. I want to use my new phone, but I don't want to take it with me on my trip to Puerto Rico in a few weeks. How difficult would it be to switch back to my Droid X before the trip and then switch back to the Nexus when I get back home? Would there be issues since I would be switching from 4G to 3G and vice versa? Thanks for the help. I've done this. And it's actually really easy and really hard at the same time. What's really easy is driving to a Verizon store and making them do it. What's really hard is sitting there for the 20 minutes to half an hour it takes them to do it. I mean, maybe it's just where I went, but I think what they've actually had to do was get me like a whole new SIM card, which is fine. I don't care. I don't, you know, have any particular feeling for whatever SIM card is in there, but it was a bit of a process for them. So, I mean, it can be done because I've done it, and if I can do it, anybody can do it. But, you know, you might even be able to do it over the phone. I'd go to a store, make sure it gets done right, make sure it gets done at all. But yeah, you can totally do it. Damn CDMA. Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, it was when I went from my, what was it, Thunderbolt back to the past, that mm-hmm. SIM card was totally unusable after that.
Well, I bought the Verizon Galaxy Nexus to give it away to a contest guy, right? And so I go in there and I say, all right, I need to disconnect this Thunderbolt here, buy a Galaxy Nexus, and then turn that back off and the Thunderbolt back on. The guy's like, huh? Fortunately, I knew the guy. I went to high school with him. But yeah, it was a little weird. But yeah, you can do it. Just go to the store. Who wants the next one? Anybody?
Tony writes, I got a business calendar when it was free at the Amazon App Store, and now I would like to support the dev and purchase it from the market, but it shows up as already purchased in the Android market. What can I do to keep my alternative App Store purchases separate from the Android market purchases?
Call Jerry.
Yep, I got no idea.
Well,
send him some money.
If you uninstall it from Amazon... And uninstall from Amazon, restart your phone, be the easiest way. It won't show up as installed in the market anymore. You can only have one copy installed on your device. Both markets are going to recognize it. For example, when you buy it from the market, you can go to your Amazon account online and take it out of your list on Amazon. Mm. So Amazon doesn't show it there to be updated. But it's going to show on both if you have it installed.
That's really what's kept me away from Amazon, because I just don't want to deal with that headache.
That's very commendable, by the way, that he wants to do that.
No, absolutely.
It is, but what I would do in this case is I would uninstall the application, look on your SD card and see if it has any data saved there, so you'll be able to salvage that. But take any notes that you're going to need to know to set it back up, uninstall it, and purchase the new one from the market and set it back up. And if you are bothered by seeing it available in the Amazon store, go to Amazon.com on your computer and delete it.
Cool. One more email. Who wants it?
I'll take it. Grant writes, I have multiple Android devices. I play a lot of games. I was wondering if there's any way to synchronize my progress on the game on another device, or if there's an app that can do that. And I actually have no idea.
It's possible if you're rooted. And there is an app, and I can't for the life of me think the name of it.
There's several apps, actually. Somebody just sent us a new one today.
They use Dropbox or another way, you know, online cloud storage, and it syncs one of the data files for the game between two devices. If you're not rooted, no, you can't do it. It's part of that sandbox thing we were talking about before. No other app has access to that app's data.
Which on one hand sucks, and on the other hand makes total sense.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Could be worse. Could be an in-app purchase, which is totally out of the question. Sigh. All right, couple voicemails. Shall we start with Gary?
Hi, this is Gary from Texas, calling for the Android Central podcast. I have the Galaxy Nexus GSM unlocked. Had it for about a month. I love it. Love ice cream sandwich. Are you guys experienced? I know Jerry and Phil. And you guys all have the Galaxy Nexus GSM versions. are you all experiencing some of the same things that you may read and see on the Verizon forums? Because honestly, I'm not seeing a lot of those issues. I don't get many. I think I've gotten one reboot since I've ever had the phone. That's when I first actually rooted it and unlocked it. And otherwise, it's been smooth sailing after that. If you guys can kind of talk about that, and appreciate it and love the podcast. Bye-bye.
So the rebooting thing is a very strange issue. It seems to be very, very sporadic. Some people get it more often than others. In my experience, it's changing the battery that seems to have some kind of effect on it. Just because since I've been using the extended battery, I've not had a single reboot on mine. Whereas before, at the worst times, it'd be multiple times a day it was doing it. Sure. So I don't know if there's any, if that's just some sort of random coincidence.
Uptime, I'm looking at it now through Android System Info. My uptime is 28 days, 16 hours, 6 minutes, and 47 seconds without a reboot.
Yeah, and that's the weird thing. Some people can't get a day of uptime without a crash. Yep. So
there's no rhyme or reason to it, it seems.
A lot of it.
I've actually had mine, I had the Verizon version. Mine's actually done that a few times. And as you know, I don't put a lot on my phone. It's just kind of stock.
Which software version is everyone on?
I'm on some hacked version of 404.
Yeah, me too. So
that's probably has something to do with it.
Yeah, I'm on it too.
I'm on 402 stock.
It really comes down to two things, I think, right? It comes down to what apps you have and what could possibly start interacting poorly. And that's always been the case, right? And I really think, and this is totally uneducated on my part, but it's just how I feel, that radios and signal wherever you are could play a pretty big role too, especially when it comes to Verizon, because a long time, I thought I had really good Verizon signal in the house here, and then the Galaxy Nexus came out, and they're like, oh, no, it's reading the signal a little differently. It's more accurate or something. It's like, well, damn, now it sucks all of a sudden. When did that happen? and it could be that there are more people using it here in Pensacola than there were a year ago. In fact, I'm sure that's the case. So I really think those are probably the two large, the two major factors, right? Yes? No?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what you have installed is going to make a big difference.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of what you see in online forums, the same people that are complaining about some of these little niggling bugs that just don't go away, are the same people that are rooted and running every single ROM and hack they can find too.
I read a lot of people who are running stock who've had this reboot thing. And I was running completely stock with it even before I unlocked the bootloader, and I was getting it occasionally. So I think with that particular issue, there's a bit more to it. But yeah, if you're running custom ROMs, you've got no right to complain to Google when this kind of thing happens.
Yeah. I tell you, the one weird thing that I've had happen, and happened again this afternoon, is the phone will be on, but I can't get the display to turn back on. Like, I hit the power button and nothing happens.
Hmm.
That's kind of annoying.
Strange.
Yeah.
The only thing that I've noticed with mine is face down, it gets a much better signal than face up. And that's not software, and that I'm not real happy about.
Well, but your desk is also
made out of tinfoil, doesn't affect the phone. It's I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. But, there is some variances, some weirdness going on with my phone as well as with everybody else's.
Yeah. Mine gets better reception in landscape orientation for some reason.
Really?
No idea why. Yeah.
All right. Last voicemail, then we're out of here. Eric.
Hey, I'm Doug Cantrell. Here's Eric. I wanted to buy a Galaxy Note, but I heard that I think Ballot or Bell from Canada, I guess, that we will fit onto mobile, the frequency. So I would like to one of the guys can explain better if we can just buy from the Canada and just pop up a T-Mobile SIM card on it. Okay. Thank you.
That's very, all right. So he wants to get a Galaxy Note from one of the Canadian carriers that shares frequencies with T-Mobile. Hey, Renee, can I just order from Telus and have it shipped down here to Florida? Will they do that?
Telus and Bell use the same frequencies that Rogers and AT&T does. You'd have to go to Wind or Dave or video
whoever. But, I mean, can I call them up and be like, hey, send me a phone? Will they send it to me in Florida if I give them money?
They might, but they would probably be carrier locked.
Okay. Well, you can, and that's not surprising. It, you know, be the same thing if it were the other way around. But I don't know. Otherwise, I mean, I'd probably try to buy one just off eBay or somebody just because it's easier, right?
If
you're up there, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if Wind gets the Galaxy Note, that would be T-Mobile's 4, 3, 5G, whatever the hell they call it. That's a big draw. If Wind would get a Galaxy Note, I believe I'd have Chris buy me one.
Well, there are people poring over this on forums. Apparently, the chip in the AT&T Note can support T-Mobile frequencies. It just has it disabled.
Well, and that's the same with the Galaxy S2. My T-Mobile Galaxy S2 with the right software works just fine on AT&T HSPA. I've tried that. So that's a possibility as well.
Miriam from Engadget did a post on that today, actually. I think she tracked that down. It's such a mess.
It's wise of these carriers not to advertise that. We saw that on, what was it, the G2X. Somebody somewhere said that it would work on AT&T because the hardware itself works on AT&T, and that certainly wasn't the case.
Yeah. So, if that's what you're relying on, yeah, careful. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very careful. And that, boys and girls, is going to do it. I'm excited. You know why I'm excited? Because about 1 week and 12 hours from now, we are on our way to Mobile World Congress. Except for Alex. He's coming a day later. Because he doesn't have to fly overnight. Lucky son of a... But we're going. I'm going to be there. Alex is going to be there. Dan from WP Central. And Simon Sage, one of our editors at large, /large editor, will be there. And it's going to be a blast. Have so much fun stuff coming. I'm going to, if you haven't yet, go to androidcentral.com/MWC and you can get all of our MWC stories we've been doing. And I'm going to slap a rough kind of schedule up there so everybody knows what's going on. Because for everybody in the States, a lot of the stuff's going to be happening while you're sleeping, hopefully. But a lot of stuff's kind of going, especially the first day, that's Sunday. A lot of the stuff is kind of in the evening for us, so that's good. So you'll be able to catch whatever we're doing live. And we've got the HTC event, Huawei. Who else? I forget who else. There's no
Sony Ericsson.
Sony. Just Sony now.
Just Sony now.
Or Sony Mobile Communications. I'm going to call them Sony.
Where's it gone? I think. Huawei, LG, possibly. We got Showstoppers.
We've got a bunch of stuff listed here. I don't know what I can say and what I can't, so I'm staying out of it.
Yeah, stay out of that. Actually, I think it's all public at that point. It's the bulk of the stuff we're doing is Sunday and Monday. I think it's the really sexy stuff. Got a lot of cool meetings and stuff the rest of the week. So we're going to be there. We get in town Saturday. So Saturday through Thursday the next week, or through Wednesday, I guess. So a whole lot of stuff coming. And as such, I don't think we'll be doing a podcast next Thursday. If we do, we might do one during the day. We'll see. See what's going on.
I'm not doing one. I've got to fly 3 hours after podcast time on Friday morning.
No, you're not flying until Saturday.
Here?
I'm not. Yeah. Of course I'm not.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll see.
That's me getting days mixed up.
So keep an eye out on the site. Maybe we'll do one. Maybe we won't. We shall see. If it's a slow week, maybe we'll take the week off because MWC, we don't sleep a lot. I know it's glamorous and all, but it's really not. It's hot and sweaty and or cold and chilly, and not a whole lot of sleep. So, with that, be sure to email us at podcast@androidcentral.com. You can get us all on Twitter @AndroidCentral. I'm @PhilNickinson. Terry is @GBHIL. Corey is @CoreyStreeter. And Alex Doby usually isn't on Twitter, but he's @AlexDoby. You can get us all on Google+. Just search for our names. We're there. As we are every week, we are brought to you by the Android Central Store. Get them at store.androidcentral.com. No! I did that again. Somebody has to change the script. ShopAndroid.com. If you're not following ShopAndroid on Twitter, do it, because they're still giving stuff away and letting you know about all the great deals they got. You can call them at 888-468-6158. And you can leave us a voicemail like Gary and Eric did at that same number, 888-468-6158, extension 222. So that's it. See you next week. Maybe. Maybe
take
not.
Take us home, Mickey.
Huh?
Don't. I will be on an. I will be. I'm fired for 3 weeks.
Oh, that's right. You are fired for 3 weeks. Corey is going somewhere doing something. Is he going to be eating sushi while he's doing it instead of podcasting?
No, I'm going to be on some mountain. Some mountain in Africa.
No, you're not.
Dying.
Are you really?
Yeah. Cool. Eaten alive by some spider or something. I'm fully vaccinated, though. I know that much.
Well, I'm not worried about you. I was worried about the spider. All right, boys and girls, that's it. I think we're done. See you next week.